This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Right here, right now, on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Right Here, Right Now on Joy 94.9. It's 13 minutes past 8, 20 degrees in Melbourne on your Monday night. And in the studio, we have a very special guest. She has had an amazing career as one of Australia's favourite bands, the Shantuzies, alongside Eva Von Bibra, Angelica Arnott and Toddy Goldsmith, and has played some stellar roles on the big screen, including iconic Aussie soaps Neighbours and my favourite Sons and Daughters, as well as Big Sky, All Saints, and one of the biggest shows on TV, Wentworth. Ali Fowler, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
It's great. Great to see you in the studio. Thank you for joining us. Now, we're going to get straight into it because you have a...
Rip it off.
Now, the Shantuzies, one of the biggest bands, and great to see them continuing on in their pop darling sensation
That's
moment.
That's right. Out there flogging a dead horse.
Now, tell me, Shantuzie, it's an intentional mispronunciation of the French word for female singer. Who came up with the name of the band?
It was actually Toddy's father. We were rehearsing in her apartment, which was out the back of her father's house. Mm. And he walked in. We didn't have a name at that stage. And he walked in and he said, I've just been watching this old black and white movie and there was a big band in it called with a girl singer at the front, and it was called the Society Chanteuse. And we went, oh, yeah. And he said, what about that for a name? We went, oh, it's a little bit puncy, isn't it? Society Chanteuse. And then we went, well, maybe if we drop the society bit and we go the Chanteurs, no one's going to get that. And I think it was David Rain from behind the drum kit went, they'll get it wrong. They'll go the Chanteuses or something. And we went, well, maybe we should be the Shantuzies. Yeah. That'll work.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Well, you performed at, was it Toddy's 25th birthday party? We won't mention when that was.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure how old she was, but yes, it was quite a few years ago.
So then that was the beginning, and that encouraged you to keep going.
Yeah, because we decided, we formed this band and we thought, okay, we need to set ourselves a date for a gig, otherwise we'll just keep rehearsing and keep rehearsing and it'll go on and go on.
Yeah.
So we went, all right, we're going to play Tot's birthday. Her father used to own a club in the city called The Underground, for those that are old enough to remember.
Yeah.
And she always had a big party along with a couple of other friends that were born on the same day. So 27th of August, we all went down there and we just invited everyone we'd ever met or heard of.
And then that was it.
And we had this huge party and from there the rest is history, yeah.
Well, I've got to say, Witch Queen was a huge hit in 86 and 87. You follow up with more hits, Wanna Be Up, Kiss and Tell, and He's Gonna Step on You Again, which I did catch some vintage footage online when you performed that on Countdown.
Oh, right.
Do you remember that?
Witch Queen on Countdown.
He's going to step on
you
again.
He's going to step on you.
Yes.
Yeah, with our braces.
That's the one.
We had.
You got to check out the video. It's on YouTube. And also, look, do you have
braces? Weren't on our tech,
no.
By the way.
They were. They looked cool.
We wore
back
men's suit pants and white shirts and braces.
Well, it was going off. I see all the people popping up and down in the front row dancing away. Do you have a personal favourite, or is there one of the ladies? You know, one of your ladies enjoy performing for the audience. Is there a particular favourite you enjoy?
Well, look, I sing Wanna Be Up and I always enjoy performing that because it has gets a really good response and the crowd tend to be really familiar with it, so they sing along. So that's always fun to sing a song that everyone's excited to hear, and they often, you know, if they're not on the dance floor already, well, we've been doing something wrong, but they tend to rush to it. Look, they all have their own sort of special place for different reasons. I really love Love the One You're With. I think that's a great song.
It's such a feel-good song,
yeah,
too.
And I like our new single. Well, new, when I say yeah. new, it's not so new now, but
Baby, It's You.
I think it was May or something we released that, so yeah. maybe not quite so new.
I'm such a fan. I, to be honest, I hadn't watched it until I did the research for this show, and I was amazed by how many big people you actually pulled
yes,
in.
Yes, we are. We're going to get to that. We are going to get to that. A huge video. And speaking of Wannabe Up, I think we're going to have to spin that track after our interview, but we're going to have more with Ali right after this.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Welcome back to Joy 94.9. You're listening to Right Here, Right Now on your Monday night. And a very special guest is still here with us in the studio, Ali Fowler. We are chatting to her about the Shantoozies, who have got a gig coming up very soon, which we're going to talk about in a minute. Now, Ali, last year the Shantoozies returned with a brand new single, Baby, It's You. And that's a video which co-starred some Aussie acting legends, Hugh Jackman. How's this for an honour roll? Anthony LaPaglia and Eric Banner. How did all that happen? How did all that come about?
Right. Well, the boys are friends of ours. More specifically, their wives are very dear friends of ours.
It's all clear now.
Yeah. So we rang the wives and we went, what do you think? Do you think they'd be up for it? And they went, let me sound them out. I'll get back to you. Anyway, they came back to us and went, yeah, they're up for it. Send through the email. So we sent through the email with the song and what we would like them to do. And they all got back to us so quickly and they were so gracious and they were so happy to do it. And I think Hugh at one point went, oh, thank goodness, a Shantoozie at last. And they just, you know, they were so lovely. And Deborah Lee actually filmed Hugh in New York and Gia filmed Anthony in LA. But Eric came to Eve's house and we filmed that. Her partner's a photographer.
Yeah.
So he has a photographic studio. So we filmed him there. And he was having a ball playing the drums. We couldn't get him to stop.
I was going
to
say,
he kept
yeah.
going, oh, come on, I have another go, I have another go. And he can play the drums.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he hadn't played them for years, but, yeah, he could keep time.
I was just going to say, Ali, all the guys looked like they were having such a good time in the clip.
Yeah.
And it was like, when I was watching it, it was like, you know, Shantoozie person, like man, Shantoozie man, Shantoozie.
There's LaPaglia hanging away at the piano. Banner on the drums. Jackman, I know, frolicking around, looking hot, playing an air guitar. Looks like so much fun.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to film, you know, a video like that, especially if, you know, someone else is filmed from abroad? Is it all edited packaged?
Yeah, look, it takes a little while because obviously they film their stuff and then they've got to, you know, upload it and send it over to us. And then that has to be graded, that footage, and then inserted into the clip. But we shot the clip really, we'd had one full day in the studio, which is all the obvious studio stuff. And then we did an afternoon at Eve's place where we also filmed us, the stuff of us just in white shirts and denim jeans and the more relaxed stuff. So really that bit doesn't take so long. The filming, well, for us was only about a day and a half.
Yeah.
But the editing process and the grading of it all takes forever. And Band of Creatures, which was the editing company, he also filmed an enormous amount of it. A guy called Cade, very, very thankful to him for
he
doing
did a great job.
Such a fantastic job. And sort of incorporating the boys' footage, making it, I mean, the amount of people that have said to us, oh, wow, how much fun? Was it, you know, great working with them on the day? And it's like, no, they're not in the same room with us. Well, Eric is, but, you know, the other two aren't. But it's amazing when you kind of, you know, we were very specific about what they'd wear and against a white wall and what, and that's why we put ourselves in the jeans and the white tops so that we went, all right, you'll think it's all part of the same day.
Yeah.
And
well,
we did.
I put my 5 cents in. They looked very, very gorgeous.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, John?
Yeah, I've got to say that it was, to me, I actually just assumed that you guys were just, you know, hanging out at home for the day and you all just came around for a barbecue and thought, let's just record this, this clip. It was just fabulous.
Well, it would have been great if they, we, you know, if we'd been able to all be in the studio at the same time, but it's a little bit hard with the others, you know, with the boys living overseas. And we were just lucky that Eric was actually in Australia at the time.
Well,
you know,
it's good
he's
timing.
About to go to England and start filming something. So
we well, you girls are playing a very special show.
Yes,
one
I'm so
night
excited.
Only. It is a one night only at Wonderland Spiegelton on Saturday, March the 21st. What can we expect to see on the night from the Shantuzies, Ali?
Woohoo! Everything and more. No, I'm so excited to be in the Spiegel Tent because I've been to see many things in the Spiegel Tent over the years, you know, either in Sydney or in Melbourne or in part of the Adelaide Fringe Festival. So I'm really excited to be in one myself. And look, we've got a four-piece band, a great band. We've got guys that play with my friend The Chocolate Cake, Ice House, you know, from all different bands.
Yeah.
So it's a really fantastic tight band. There'll be the three girls, Totty, Eve and myself.
Ooh.
And we just have an enormous amount of fun. We've been playing together for so many years and we're such great friends that it's you know, I think there's a real ease with us and a comfort with us on stage amongst ourselves. And I think that sort of flows over into the audience. So they tend to always go, you guys are having so much fun up there. Which, and then we had so much fun watching you have so much fun.
Well, it's a good vibe
and
for the crowd.
So, yeah.
You don't stop there because you've also got some other gigs after that as well on April 24 at Barriga Sports Club and also a huge gig at the Palais Theatre on May 8 and 9 as well.
Yes.
Alongside some of my favourite bands as well. 1927, Wendy Matthews, Dragon. Oh,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
It'll be so much fun. Yeah,
that's gliders. Pseudo Echo.
Oh my god.
We did well, most of that, 90% of that lineup in the Barossa Valley at the beginning of November in Adelaide, or just out of Adelaide, as part of Day on the Green. So and then the show kind of travelled around a bit, went to Perth, went to a few other sort of cities. And anyway, now it's coming here and it's gonna be at the Palais on the Is it the
8th and 9th?
I'm glad
of
you've
May.
Got it in front of you.
Yes.
8th and 9th. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we only sing four songs at that one.
That's
so
okay.
So, if you want to see the full kit and caboodle,
go to Spiegel Tent.
Yeah, go to the Spiegel. I'm just trying to think who's got the caboodle and who's got the kit. But anyway, yeah, go to the Spiegel Tent because that's where you'll get us just having fun and doing our thing and dancing, telling a few jokes and singing a few tunes.
Well, looking forward to that one. Also, for 2015, what's on the horizon for the Shantuzies? And is there any more TV appearances from yourself?
Can I just butt in right now, Brian?
Okay, I'll
can
let
I
you.
Say, go. Sounds of My Generation, I love this, Ali. This is like a dream coming true for me. Not
I did
only.
Notice you kept pinching yourself and I was like, stop that, you'll hurt yourself.
Well, not only do I get to meet one of the fantastic Shantuzies, but also I've got this quote from Home and Away stuck in my head about the Shantuzies. So you probably don't remember this, but there is this quote where I believe it's Bobby that sang to Pippa. Yes, it is way, way back. She's doing her homework and she's just listening to, I think it's her Walkman quite loudly.
Yeah, true story.
And Pippa goes, oh, can you switch that off, Bobby? And she goes, oh, but Pippa, it's the Shantuzies.
Really?
Yes.
That is hysterical. I never knew that was a line on Home and Away.
There you go.
All of the parts of Home and Away, it's the one bit I remember forever.
There you go.
That's fantastic.
So what have you got? What's coming up 2015? The Shantuzies, what can we say?
Well, the Shantuzies, we've got a new song coming out. It was supposed to be out at the beginning of February.
Okay.
Our clip got slightly delayed.
Yeah.
We had a few problems, not with our editor, but with, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
A few problems, a few technical hitches. It's tricky when you do these things and you do them on, like we do this all ourselves now and we manage ourselves. So gone are the days of having the big juggernaut of the record company behind you and your management and all of that sort of thing. So anyway.
It's all DIY now, Ali.
It's all DIY. But it's fun and it's great and you're learning more and you're in control of your own destiny. So anyway, we have a new song coming out very shortly. It's a song that was written by Totty several years ago and Totty does the lead vocal on it.
Okay.
And we're really looking forward to it. It's a great song and I've been wanting her to release this for ages and it was just great. You know, Baby It's You was a good way of sort of letting people know that we were back and that we were doing gigs. And that's really what it was for. We didn't expect to sort of have giant record sales or anything. We just wanted to make a splash. And that's why we got the boys involved, because we thought, how can we make the biggest splash possible on a limited budget? So now that we've, you know, people know that we're around and we're doing gigs, Toddy's going to release this song. So I'm very, very excited about that, because it's a great song. And we've done the clip. We're just waiting for the final edit.
So that
should be up in the next couple of weeks.
Well, there's a bit of a scoop to all our listeners here on Joy.
And acting-wise, it's a bit... Look, I have nothing definite on the right. I've got a couple of irons in the fire, but nothing is actually confirmed at this stage. So
I've got to say,
if you had me next week, I might be able to say that's I've signed on the dotted line, but I don't want to, you know, can't jinx myself.
No, you have had an amazing career. Look, I've got to say, you played the sport rich girl Angela Hamilton on Sons and Daughters. Do you keep in touch with any of the cast?
I still see Elise Platt. She's a really dear friend of mine.
Yeah.
And she lives in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Antonia Murphy, who played Lynn, is a really dear friend. I'm the godmother of her eldest daughter.
Yeah.
Still occasionally see Kim Lewis, see Peter Phelps.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite as regularly as the girls, but Pete and I have done a few plays together. We just, I was in Sydney last year at the back end of the year for about 4 months doing a trilogy of plays for the Ensemble Theatre up there, and Pete was in two of them, so that was great. Got to see him. And also a couple of years ago I toured the country with a play playing Pete's wife.
There you go.
from sister to wife.
And unfortunately Joan the Freak Ferguson sorted you out with a bit of Pink Dragon.
I know. Can you believe that?
I couldn't believe she did.
Got the hot shot, apparently. That's what they call it.
Fatal consequences for Simo. Did you enjoy your time on Wet?
I loved it. I had so much fun, and it was such a departure for me from, you know, I haven't done a lot of that physical stuff or played that sort of character. You know, I have in a play or two, but not on television. Yeah. So it was really good fun.
It's great stuff to see.
Great bunch of girls,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, great to see you on the telly, and also have the Shantuzies back in our lives after all these years. Now, to all of our listeners, because I know we've got some listeners who have tuned in from Antwerp, Southwest London, Brisbane as well, and we have got our text messages are going a little bit crazy. We'll try and get to them a little bit later. They all pass on their best regards. They're all big fans,
thank
Ali.
Thank you, world.
Yes. And look, if you want to check out the show, look, the website, theshantuzies.com, you can check them out on Twitter at The Shantuzies. And wonderlandspiegeltent.com.au is where you get your tickets from. The gig is 8:30 on Saturday, March the 21st. Get down there and check it out.
Yeah. And come on down. It'll be a really, really fun night, because we're so excited. And you can find us on Facebook. Like us.
Give them the thumbs
at
up.
At our website, and that's where you'll find the new song too.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, we can't wait for that one. Can't wait for that one, and we are going to go back in time, 1988. Ali, thank you for coming in to Joy 94.9.
My pleasure, thank you.
Joy 94.9.
I remember you.
Proud to play this classic track. Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.